Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good Sunday, good Monday, whatever. All I know is Super Bowl 52 is in the books, and oh my goodness, Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles did something they have never done before. That's win a Super Bowl. Yes, I said Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles have done something that they have never done before. They take the Lombardi Trophy back home to Philadelphia. Unbelievable football game. Absolutely incredible football game. You want to talk about an offensive juggernaut? You want to talk about two offenses that just went up and down the field? That's what you got in Super Bowl 52. And do not, absolutely do not put the loss on Tom Brady. That dude played his heart out. That dude played fantastic. Threw for over 500 yards. 505 to be exact. Three touchdowns to go along with it. So do not put the blame on Tom Brady. The New England Patriots lost to a team that made more plays than they did. And believe me, we're going to get into it, all of it. It was just an incredible, incredible spectacle. I'm going to break it all down. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But man, oh man, I'm going to get into this knee-deep, big time. It's the last game of the season. And it was a fantastic football game. We did not get disappointed. So believe me, I'm going to talk all about it right here on the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America. I can't wait to talk to you about it. Just so much to get into. A lot of storylines. So many storylines. I'll break it all down again. Andy Dorf, excited to be talking to you about Super Bowl 52. The Philadelphia Eagles take it home. They beat Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Unbelievable. Get into it. It's Sports Overnight America, NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Get it in here. I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out. Okay? Can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Third down and 10 in the gun. Clement to his side by a couple yards. He's at his own 47. Third and 10. He drops back. He moves up. Pocket is crumbling. He's hit once. He breaks away. He cocks his arm. Throws downfield. He's got a receiver inside the five. Over the shoulder catch. Into the whites. Jeffrey pulls it in. Touchdown, Philadelphia. 53-yard strike. What a catch. What a throw on third and 10.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf. Yes, Super Bowl 52 is over and done with, and the Philadelphia Eagles bringing it back to the city of brotherly love. You got to love that, man. You have to love it. 1-800-878-7529. I want to hear from Philadelphia fan. I want to hear from Patriot fan. I'll be honest with you, because you got nothing to be ashamed about. Tom Brady played a fantastic game. But the difference was is that Graham got in there, made a play on the ball, knocked it away from Tom Brady, and the Philadelphia Eagles were able to get it done. There was really one big play. When you think about it, there was one big play, and it was made by the Philadelphia Eagles. More often than not, Tom Brady makes that big play. We've seen the movie so many times, people. We've seen that movie so many times. Well, this was the same movie, except a different ending. And you just got to give credit. You have got to give credit to the Philadelphia Eagles. Doug Peterson had a tremendous amount of faith and belief in Nick Foles and his ability to make great plays. His ability to be very smart out there and to just do what Nick Foles does, which is make plays, man. You have to credit this kid. He was contemplating retirement. But he goes out there and he throws three touchdowns. He catches a touchdown. Throws an interception, but that I won't put that on him. That was a crazy interception. Alshon Jeffrey has it in his hand. It kind of bounces in and out and flips up. And yeah, there's an interception there, but I don't put that on Nick Foles. But yes, it goes against him. But he played a fantastic game. That's why he's the MVP of the game. Taking down the MVP of the regular season, Tom Brady, who got that award on Saturday. 1-800-878-7529. I'll get to Mitch in Santa Monica in just a moment. Just one more quick thought. I think the Eagles won this football game. I don't think that the Patriots choked. I don't think that they lost this football game. Well, obviously they lost the game, but I mean in a way, you could make an argument that the Eagles just made one more play. They made one huge play on defense. Otherwise, you never know what could have happened. Maybe Tom Brady does come back all the way. And that's the other thing. They were down the whole game. Had to come from behind. They did come from behind. Regain the lead. And that was what was great about Philadelphia. They never, and I mean never, lost their composure. They kept their cool. They were calm, cool, and collected. And that's what I really took away from the Philadelphia Eagles. Their belief in themselves that they could win that football game. From the minute they walked out there till the end of that game. All right, we're going to jump out to the phones, hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. What'd you think of Super Bowl 52 from start to finish? What'd you think of the national anthem? What'd you think of the halftime? What'd you think of the game? What'd you think of the post game? You name it. Let's talk about it. What'd you think of the commercials? I want to hear about it. Mitch in Santa Monica, you're up, man. It's the Dorf Man. Obviously, NFL Rewinds. Hey, what's up, man?
Well, let's talk about the pregame. You bench Malcolm Butler 10 minutes before the game? This is a guy, because they say, because he's not a part of your game plan, Belichick says. Like, they've been scheming for 2 weeks, and you don't tell the guy until 10 minutes before? I mean, he played a 98.8% of all the snaps the entire year. He played the most snaps on the defensive side of the ball than any New England Patriot. How in the world do you take that guy out of the game? And taking
Excellent points.
Of the game completely changed everything. I mean, how many times have we seen missed tackle after missed tackle after missed tackle for third down conversions in the first half? This should not have been a ball game at all. But the Patriots kept putting themselves in a hole defensively. And Tom was doing the studly thing that he always was doing. And by the way, he wasn't having a great game. He was throwing balls low. He was throwing balls behind receivers. Next thing you know, he goes for 505, no picks, and three TDs. Arguably, the MVP of the game. I mean, it was just insane. The defense, I have no idea. Belichick, the defensive guru. And by the way, if you haven't seen the Bill and Bill 30 for 30, it's amazing. Talking about Belichick. But I was like, what in the world are you doing? How do you take a guy out who won the Super Bowl, last year's Super Bowl, who makes this the final play, and who's been your stud the entire year, out of the game? Now all of a sudden you got free safeties playing. Who knows where they're playing where? That was the play of the game, Andy. Forget about the fact that there was a fumble at the end. I get all that. Or that, okay, so that there was a gadget play in which Tom didn't make it and Nick Foles, you know, makes the reception. I get all that. But in the totality of it, they changed their entire defense 10 minutes before the game.
Look, man, I think, hey, you brought up excellent points. And the deal with Malcolm Butler obviously rattled things and shook things up, put guys in positions that they were totally uncomfortable with. The guy only played on special teams. So ultimately, wasn't able to have much of an impact on that football game. And by the way, it wasn't last year, my friend. It was 3 years ago against Seattle when he made that interception against them to make the game-winning play. But your point is well taken, man. Look, that was a huge blunder. And I don't know what in the hell Bill Belichick was thinking by doing that. Because to me, that obviously was a huge, huge impact to that defense with how they went about their secondary and their coverage, because it seemed like guys for Philadelphia were wide open a lot. And ultimately, go ahead.
Absolutely. And Belichick, as we've known, and the Patriots, they are the masters. And we've talked about this. I've talked about this on all of your shows, that this is the team, no, unlike any other, that makes second half changes better than any team in the league. Why wouldn't you put that guy in if they're torching you? I mean, this shouldn't have been a track meet. I know that you predicted it was going to be a track meet, and I was like, no, this isn't going to be a track meet, because I had trust in New England's defense. And they completely turned it upside down and inside out. It was terrible. I had a little brain confusion there on the Seattle one. I forgot about Atlanta last year.
That's all right. Look. I mean, look, the bottom line is, Corey Clement had a huge impact in the passing game with 100 yards, something that nobody could have predicted. We could have predicted Zach Ertz having an impact. He did. He caught a touchdown as well. Alshon Jeffrey obviously got busy early in that game and then became non-existent late in the game. But truth be told, Mitch, I mean, I want to just give credit where I think credit is due. I think that the Philadelphia Eagles played a hell of a football game, and you know, whether it was a track meet or whether it wasn't a track meet, they made the plays when they had to. And a guy like Nick Foles, who goes in there, you know, three games or whatever left in the season, then goes in the postseason, and they're underdogs. He's a guy that nobody trusts or believes in. And what does he do, man? He beats Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in Super Bowl 52. So, and again, they won it, man. This wasn't given to them in any way, shape, or form. And this went down to the last play. I mean, they could have caught that Hail Mary play, and boom, then we have a two-point conversion. You never know what could happen, man.
Well, look at the way the game started, right? A missed field goal, which was like an extra point, a missed two-point conversion, and a missed extra point. I mean,
yeah.
Tell me, how many people's Super Bowl squares were after being totally in shambles after the first 5 minutes of the game? I mean, it was nuts. The way the whole thing went. I mean, it was entertaining. The last few Super Bowls, this isn't like the early 2000s Super Bowls. The last few Super Bowls have been incredibly entertaining to the last play of the game. It was a great game to watch. I just am very disappointed in the result because I just thought that maybe Belichick for some reason overthought it on the defensive end. And that kind of cost him because Tom stepped up. I mean, proved he was the GOAT. I really wanted to see that final fourth down drive to really, you know, silence these people. I just don't understand most of America and their disdain for Tom Brady and the Patriots and this greatness that we're just seeing that people just don't get. Okay, fine, they want another team in there. But the Eagles, come on. By the way, did you happen to catch the post-game the trophy presentation? Not Roger Goodell.
Yes.
Not Jeffrey Lurie. Not Nick Foles, not Doug Pederson, or the other Patriot, or the other Eagle, thank the Patriots for a good game.
No, I got you. Hey, great points, Mitch, man. I always appreciate your calls and your thoughts, bro. Such good stuff from Mitch in Santa Monica. 1-800-878-7529. People, get at me. I want thoughts. I want opinions. Let's talk about Super Bowl 52, and I'll get to his point on the other side. They didn't congratulate the Patriots. I heard what he meant, and I know what he was thinking about that. Anyways, I'm Andy Dorf. It's obviously the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
Keenum in the gun, 15-yard line of Philadelphia, second down and 10. Shotgun snap, the fake handoff, moves up, line drive throw, far side. It is almost picked up, Darby almost had it, and then it was ricocheted and was picked up on a deflection by Corey Graham. He pulled a Houdini. How in the world did he dig that out? On the far sideline, near the pylon, a line drive throw went through the hands of Darby, hit the receiver of the Vikings, and on the ricochet, Graham gets the ball! Stole the ball, and that will give it over to Philadelphia.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Second and two at the 11. Clement stays in to the right of Wentz. Shotgun snap comes. He gives it to Clement. Clement at the 10. Clement at the 5. And Clement bangs his way into the end zone for the touchdown. And the Eagles regain the lead. Corey Clement from 11 yards out.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf. And yes, the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Super Bowl 52 over and done with. The Eagles upset the Pats for the team's first Super Bowl title. 41-33. Nick Foles plays fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And obviously I love you people listening to me on SB Nation Radio. Give me your thoughts. Give me your opinions. Foles, three TD passes, four total TDs. Obviously had the one that he received. Got the Super Bowl MVP. Rob Gronkowski after the game, kind of mulling football's future. Obviously tough to talk about that right after a loss. Brady saying it sucks to lose. He expects, obviously, to return, of course. Guy said he played till the middle of his 40s. Malcolm Butler, we're all scratching our head. The Patriots gave up on him. I'm not sure why. That's what he said, by the way. Patriots gave up on me during Super Bowl 52 loss. Doesn't make sense because that guy made a lot of plays for them in Super Bowls, especially back against Seattle 3 years ago. The big play against Russell Wilson. We all remember that one. Game-winning, saving touchdown pass that he broke up and intercepted. So, pretty interesting decision there because I believe the guy played 97.8% or 98.7% of the snaps, whatever it was. A bunch, man, basically 100%. The guy basically was found. They found a way to put him in on every package throughout the season, but when it came to the Super Bowl, they couldn't find a way to get him into the package. Sounds to me like there was something more going on. Maybe we'll find out here in the next few days. Maybe we'll find out sometime during the week. Who knows? But ultimately, I think there was something more going on. Because otherwise, why isn't Malcolm Butler playing? Because you put everybody else on your defense, at least in the secondary, in a position where they're not as comfortable to make plays. So I don't understand what Billy was doing here. I'm talking about Bill Belichick, who's one of the best minds, obviously, that we've ever seen in the National Football League. So, again, I think there was something going on. Because you don't just forget about Malcolm Butler. You don't just forget about a guy that has made plays for you and done things in the Super Bowl. +1-800-878-7529. What do you think? Did Belichick completely blow this one? In the sense of not playing Malcolm Butler. As far as the game goes, it was fantastic. Look, again, I'm going to go on record. The Philadelphia Eagles just outplayed the New England Patriots. They made a couple, few more plays. And really, at the end of the day, that's what pretty much every big contest comes down to, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, hockey, whatever it is. It's come down to just a couple, few different plays. And this one ultimately came down to one. Brandon Graham, man, holy cow. Gets in there and makes that play. I want to go through a few things on my mind. Some of my takeaways. Obviously, the Eagles break through for their first Super Bowl win in the franchise history. This is their third trip to the big game, man. I think that's pretty cool. The Eagles obviously win this game 41-33 over the New England Patriots. It was an absolute offensive explosion. And the amount of yards, check this out, 1,151 total yards of offense. The most ever for any NFL game, postseason or regular season. By the way, the previous record, 1,133, and it was set in 1950. The Patriots, first team in NFL history to put up 600 yards in a game and lose. Let me say that one more time. Patriots, first team in NFL history to put up those 600 yards in a game and lose. And by the way, Tom Brady had 400 yards of passing before the fourth quarter started. Another record. Bottom line, Eagles won this game, Patriots lost. What a great performance from both teams. Nick Foles, man, huge, huge winner, if you ask me. I'm going to go through my winners and losers, at least some of my takes. Nick Foles, big-time winner. Guy was an underdog. His Eagles were an underdog in every single game in the playoffs. And he was probably a big reason for that. Guy takes over for Carson Wentz after the guy's having an MVP-like season. Tears his ACL week 14. Hand the keys over to Nick Foles. Guy was ready to retire. I said that earlier. Ready to retire after his stint with the Los Angeles Rams. Guy puts up 373 yards passing. Throws three TDs, and he receives one in Super Bowl 52. And rightfully named the MVP of the game. This is interesting. So Foles, this guy is real interesting. I think you're going to like this. Again, you can stop me at any time. We can talk about this game in any way, shape, or form. 1-800-878-7529. Otherwise, I'm just going to give you some of what I think is pretty cool. Nick Foles, third QB to start and win the Super Bowl after starting three or fewer games in the regular season. He joins, yes, these are some big names here. Doug Williams, who did it with Washington. And then Jeff Hostetler, who did it with the Giants. Foles signed a $27.5 million deal with the Eagles. Before that 2017 season, the final 3 years of the deal void if he's still on the roster after the 2018 season. And make no bones about it, people. Make no bones about it. Carson Wentz is the starter. But Philadelphia is going to have to go without him for a little while. So Foles may be back next year, and then they may wind up trading him throughout the season. That's what I can see happening. But right now, man, Nick Foles is on top of the world there in Philadelphia. And what about Doug Peterson? This dude was an absolute rock star. He went toe-to-toe, man. He went toe-to-toe. And he actually outfoxed. He outfoxed Bill Belichick, who is basically, we've always said, dude, you're the best. You are the flat-out best coach in the history of this game. Peterson was not shy, man. This guy wasn't bashful. He kept with what he did all throughout the year. That's why the Philadelphia Eagles won this football game. They stayed with who they are. They stayed composed, man. So the fourth downs that they just kept going after, amazing what they were able to accomplish. Big time fourth down stuff that they pulled. I hear the music. I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause. But man, oh man, just an amazing game. I'll keep breaking it down, believe me, because there's so much to get into, and believe me, not enough time to get into it. So keep it close, everybody. I want thoughts. I want opinions. Let's talk Super Bowl 52. Nick Foles, Philadelphia Eagles, taking the title back to Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. You got to love it, man. You got to love it. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind. You're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Domanskas brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Domanskas has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
It's the enemy over there. They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
You got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands. Run up in the stands and slap their mama.
First and 10. They've got the ball with Foles under center. From the 41-yard line of four-man front, the snap, the spin, it's a flea flicker. Clement tosses it back to Foles, who winds up, long arching spiral down the far side, over the shoulder, catch of the pylon. It's a touchdown! It's a touchdown! It's grabbed by Smith, double-teamed, over the shoulder, 41-yard strike. How in the world did he bring that in? Cloaked with defenders. Touchdown, Philadelphia!
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
We got one more to go. We're going to go out there and try to win it for you guys. And that's all we got. We love you, Patriots out!
Hey, man, you got to love the effort from Tom Brady. And he did not let Patriot Nation down. First and foremost, guy went out there and played his heart out. And I disagree with Mitch in Santa Monica, by the way. Tom Brady was doing what Tom Brady does. Tom Brady threw for 505 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. He played fantastic. Again, I'm going to go back to it. The Philadelphia Eagles made more plays. They went for it a few times on fourth down. I want to get back into some of my winners and losers, or my goods and bads from what I took away. I just think they made more plays. I really do. But Doug Peterson stayed to who he was, and I think that was really, really important. They converted, man, an NFL high, 17 fourth down conversions during the regular season. You know what? He stayed true to form. And they have two huge fourth down conversions in Super Bowl 52. I mean, how big was Zach Ertz? Huh. How big was Zach Ertz? That catch, the touchdown. And believe me, man, it was interesting because people thought the officials might play a role in this game. And they did, but they didn't. Because Zach Ertz made that play, and then they decided that it was a football move, and he was a runner, not a passer at that point. And therefore, the ball goes out of his hands, but it bounces back up in him. Well, therefore, he completes that catch. And it's different if you're a runner or if you're a wide receiver. And it's different how they perceive that, too. But at the end of the day, I think they got the right call. I really do. But Doug Peterson was Doug Peterson. Even in the Super Bowl, he didn't change. And I think that was huge for what the Philadelphia Eagles accomplished. And the only way that they were going to win that football game was staying true to who they were. And I'll tell you what, that offense, man, oh, man, it's tough. A lot of moving pieces. A lot of moving parts. Very difficult to keep up with on the defensive side of the ball. Think about the Philly Fanatics, man. They're big-time winners, too. You know why? Because they're going to go out and they're going to get all kinds of Philadelphia Eagle gear, championship gear. So those Fanatics, man, the Philly Fanatics, you guys win. You guys win big time. And believe me, you deserve it. You deserve a championship. You totally deserve it. And it, those guys were so emotional. That was what was cool, too. That's what I love about seeing guys after game. After a huge game like this, when they win. Because they're just so emotional about it. And the emotions are so real and they're so pure. So it was pretty cool to see some of those Philadelphia Eagle guys after the game being pretty emotional. And how cool was it for LeGarrette Blount and Chris Long, two guys that played for the Patriots and are able to join guys like Ken Norton Jr. and Deion Sanders as the only other two guys to win back-to-back Super Bowls with different teams, winning last year with the Patriots and now this year with the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that's pretty cool. And by the way, again, NFL Rewind, Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America. I always start here at 10 p.m. Pacific time, 11 o'clock Mountain Standard time, 1 a.m. Eastern time, and 12 o'clock Central. And I'm here every Sunday or Monday. I'm here for you. I love being here for you. 1-800-878-7529. That's how you can get at me. So, yeah, man, Philadelphia Fanatics, they won. Because they're going to buy all kinds of gear. I think NBC won, too. You know why? Because they got a great, great football game. It was a fantastic game. So, yeah, man, just great stuff. Great stuff all around. Another thing I thought was great, and I know that there was a lot of mixed emotions about this. I thought JT and his halftime show was fantastic. If you didn't think so, let me know. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know there, too. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Did you realize this is the third time that JT has been there? Third time he's been a part of the Super Bowl halftime show. The first time was with his former band back in 2001, NSYNC. Then you can remember that infamous wardrobe malfunction with he and Janet Jackson. That was 2004. This was the first time that he had the opportunity to be a headliner. And like I said, man, the reviews were mixed. I liked it. I really liked it. Is this the best Super Bowl? Was this the best Super Bowl ever? That's a good question. That's a really good one. Was this the best Super Bowl ever? What do you think? 1-800-878-7529. I know it was a really good one, personally. I thought it was fantastic. I usually have my moments where, like, I'm lulled to sleep here and there. Not going to lie. This wasn't one of those games. They never had that big of a lead that you didn't think that the Patriots could come back. But they never had – I never felt like the Eagles were threatened either. I really felt like they were poised. They were comfortable, they were confident, and they were totally in control of themselves. But I like JT. I thought he did a good job. What about Eli Manning? Some of those commercials, they were bad, I'll be honest with you. For the most part, overall, I didn't really like the commercials, but I did like Eli Manning. Eli Manning, you know what? He's a character just like his brother. That's what I'm learning. He had a tough season. Their team struggled. But again, the guy showed that he's a comedian, man. He's a comedian. All right, so some of my losers or some of my bad things. Again, you got to think Malcolm Butler. You got to think that. Because what in the hell was Bill Belichick thinking? Where was this guy? This dude played in almost 100% of the plays throughout the year, but yet Super Bowl time? You're going to keep him out of the game plan? It didn't make sense. Didn't make sense to me. Didn't make sense to a lot of people. The NFL refs overall, I'd say on the season, they were losers. But this game, for the most part, I really thought that they did things relatively right. However, you could make an argument, that the Eagles did get the benefit of the doubt on a couple of touchdown calls. They both went to review and they both could have been overturned. That's all I'm going to say about it. They weren't, but they could have been. The one was the Clement catch. Did he get 2 feet in bounds? I don't know. Maybe. Did he have total control? I don't know. Maybe. And then I'll say the same thing about Zach Ertz. Did the ground cause that fumble? Maybe. Was he a runner or was he a passer? I don't know. Again, these are all judgment calls. And like I said just before, I didn't think that the commercials were that great. I wasn't impressed with the commercials. So those are kind of my takeaways. And, you know, Tom Brady losing his third Super Bowl, does that blemish his resume a little bit? I know he's been there 8 times. Don't get me wrong. The guy's won 5 of them. He needs a whole hand to get them. But I know how everybody is so critical and so judgmental about how people's careers are. Does this taint it? Does this change your mind a little bit about his greatness? I don't know. It doesn't change my opinion. I still think the guy's fantastic. I think he's great. You know what? He played a great game. Just didn't have enough to get through the Philadelphia Eagles this time around. Just didn't have enough. And LeGarrette Blount had a good game too. I want to go through some numbers real quickly. Nick Foles, 28 of 43, 378 yards, 3 touchdowns, an interception. But again, I don't put that on him. And he also had the receiving touchdown. LeGarrette Blount had a couple of really nice runs. 14 carries for 90 yards. They had 164 total. Ajayi, he was good too. Jay Ajayi was good. 9 for 57. They again, 164 yards to go along with Nick Foles, 373 yards passing. Tom Brady, 505. They had 113 on the ground. Most yards, like I said, most yards in a game ever, regular season or Super Bowl. 1,151 yards of total offense. It was an offensive showcase of great talent, of great players, making great plays. Not hearing me talk much about Brandon Cooks, because he was taken out early. He was taken out real early. A shot to the chin area, which jarred him. And you know what? Unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Because that could have changed things for the Patriots, maybe. There were a few things. And again, Malcolm Butler, too. Man, what a football game. Like, seriously, what a football game. We saw two teams go out there and give it their absolute all. And at the end of the day, the Philadelphia Eagles made more plays than the New England Patriots did. That's what happened. So don't get upset. Don't be a hater. Just understand that Nick Foles is a champion, and so are the Philadelphia Eagles. I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause, so I'm going to do that. I'll come back and obviously continue talking sports right here on the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
It's a first and 10. Foles will be under center with a couple tight ends. From the 11 of Minnesota, single back is Blount. Four-man defensive front. Ertz will go in motion. Here is a handoff to Blount. Runs over the right tackle. Got a block at the 10 outside the numbers. The 5. He'll take a defender into the end zone. Touchdown, Philadelphia. 11-yard sledgehammer run by LeGarrette Blount.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, Withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
How would you like a chance to win a Barry Sanders autographed football? It's easy. All you have to do is go to sportsbyline.com. There are several ways to register for your chance to win. Sanders is one of football's all-time greats, a Heisman Trophy winner, and a first ballot Hall of Famer. So go to sportsbyline.com now to enter.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Something Barry Sanders never able to do, win a Super Bowl. And boy, oh boy, he could have won a ton. If he would have been on the right team, when you think about it. That dude was special. I would get that autograph, man. Get that deal. Anyways, welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, Sports Overnight America, NFL Rewind. Next week, we'll be doing the weekend recap. Obviously, here on Sports Overnight America, we'll be done talking about the NFL season. But we'll be talking about things that happened throughout the offseason. But we'll just be recapping everything now. And believe me, man, you'll love that. You'll absolutely love it. But anyways, man, oh man, just an unbelievable Super Bowl 52. What a great game. What a great, fantastic game. Nick Foles had everybody out there just saying, you can't do this. You're going up against Tom Brady. Tom Brady's too good. He's been there too many times. Nick Foles just did what Nick Foles does. He went out there and he played a really fantastic game. And give Doug Peterson and the Philadelphia Eagles, everybody, all kinds of credit. They deserve to be the champions of the NFL. They deserve to bring that Lombardi Trophy back to Philadelphia and the city of brotherly love and give those people something that they have wanted for so long. And Nick Foles was the guy to get it done. It's amazing. It's just something you can't make up. Anyways, I know I got to get the heck out of Dodge. Unbelievable Super Bowl 52, Eagles 41-33 over the New England Patriots. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll talk to you next week, everybody.